My name is Cheryl Ramsey, and the date is February 23rd, 2008. I'm going to be interviewing Sheila Mae Fanelson Anderson, and we're at Jerusalem Baptist Church. And I guess my first question for you, ma'am, is where and when were you born?
I was born April 15th, 1947. At number 49th Street Southwest.
And are there any other streets or neighborhoods you've ever lived in?
Yes, I lived at 1008 Jackson Avenue Southwest, and from there to number 38 14th Street Southwest, and from there to Hurd Park at 121 17th Street, Apartment 1, Southwest.
All in Southwest?
Almost all this until I got married and moved away.
And I'm sorry, what was your birth date?
April 15th, 1947.
Okay, and do you, what's your husband's name or your spouse's name?
James Roscoe Anderson.
And children?
I have four children. William, Troy, Shannon, and Tamika.
And do you remember it, or what are their birthdays?
Oh,
or?
Yes. William's birthday is 8/31/63. Troy's birthday is 3/12/68. Shannon's is 4/8/70. Tamika is 6/12/74.
I think I went to school with Tamika.
You did.
Okay.
Well, she graduated at Plum.
Plum in 92.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to school with her. Okay. So tell me a little bit about your parents and our brothers and sisters.
Well, it was only five girls.
Okay.
I'm the oldest of the five girls. I have a sister called, her name is Rosemary, but her nickname is Dusty. I have a sister named Doris Ann. Her nickname was Fifi. I have another sister named Annette. Her nickname was Moody. And my baby sister's name is Lois. We call her Boobie.
And you didn't have a nickname?
And I'm the only one that don't have a nickname.
And do you have any other extended family members that live nearby in the area?
Well, all of us are here except for my sister, Rosemary. She lives in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
My mother's still living. My father's passed.
What's your mother's name?
Lynn Bolden Fanelson.
Okay. And describe just like your house and where you grew up and just how your childhood was like here.
Well, at the time, my mother was a single parent raising five girls. So I can remember we lived in like a two-bedroom house. She did. It was sort of rough coming out because, like I said, my mother was a single parent trying to raise five girls. She took in day's work and ironing and stuff like that to support us. And family, my grandmother also helped, and my aunts and all that helped with our coming up. So, we didn't have a bad thing. I've never been hungry, and I know she loves us with all her heart. So, to me, that's everything.
What was your childhood around here, or your school?
Oh, yes. Well, we went to Loudoun School, Harrison, Booker T, and Addison. It was beautiful. You know, we all played games. We didn't have television and stuff like that, but we all gathered around on Sundays, and after coming from Sunday school and church, which we all had to go, and everything, we all went to Bible school, we all went to Sunday school, we all participating in the programs and things that we had here at the church. To me, it was better coming up then than it is now, because now it's television and all that electronics. And as a family, we were very close. We visit, our mother always, she took us to visit all of her friends and stuff like that. And so we go to have dinner with different family members and vice versa.
Did you all have a car, or did you have a walk?
No, we walked everywhere, or went on the bus.
Okay. And is that how you got to school? Yes. On the bus?
Yes. Reynolds City bus at that time. We also, we used to have a movie night. She would take us to the movies and stuff like that.
Oh, and the game
for Virginia, yeah, Virginia Theater. We would have a family night. She would take us to the Virginia Theater. On Saturdays, we did our chores and everything. Our chores changed from week to week. 1 week I have dishes and all. Next week I might have to wash, iron, or fold clothes, whatever. We all had chores.
And did you where did you work coming up?
Ronald Moore Hospital.
Okay. And were you allowed to stay home after school, or did you have anywhere to go after school, or is it
not
just training?
Really. Most of the time, we had to study, stuff like that. Really wasn't anywhere to go with it. Well, I didn't think it was. At least she didn't allow us to spend the night with other family, you know, other people. She was like she kept us all together.
Mm-hmm. So. And how far schooling were you able to complete?
I completed up to ninth grade.
Okay. And did anybody in your family attend college or go past that?
My youngest sister, my aunt, Sister Rosa, graduated from college, and my sister Lois.
What school did they go to?
My sister Rose graduated from Addison, and she went to Virginia Western and completed her education. And also, Lois, she graduated from PH.
Okay.
She did hers through Virginia Western.
Okay. Did you have any stories that are passed down from your mother down to you that you might have passed down to your children?
Well, that's what I was telling them about me. Well, I stayed with my grandmother. And I've always been in this church all my life. And we used to go Wednesday night we went to a prayer meeting. And it would just be the Baraka House that we used to have our meetings and things at. I guess I remember all the older members, and they all know me because of my grandmother. And I was in this church all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a store on the corner, Miss Irene's, and we all used to go there. And like in summertime, we went to the Bible school, which lasts from like 9 to 5, where we all went. And we had Christmas plays, which Gertrude Childers was the superintendent of this church, and I have fond memories of her. Because I thought she was the greatest lady, because every child in the church and everybody in the church had a part. No one was left out. Mm-hmm. How small or how large, we was all in, participated. I was baptized here by Reverend Hunter. And I've been leaving and coming back. I've always been back, you know, in this church. When we moved away, when I got married and moved to Delaware, when I came back, I was still in my home.
When did you come back to Roanoke?
In 77. Okay. Came back. I've been back ever since.
Why did you come back?
I missed home.
Okay.
I was full mama's patel.
And did you have any children or your husband in the military?
My husband been in the military.
Okay. Did he fight in any wars or
no?
My
youngest son has been in the military.
Okay.
And he lives in Kansas now. My youngest daughter, my only daughter, was born in Delaware. The rest of my children was born here in Virginia.
And do you remember any businesses or shops that you all frequented here in Roanoke,
had all the pet store, Miss Libby's. It used to be the Commodore Inn, the Shopwell, Moe's Acid. Those are the stores, and all the proprietors there, they knew us from children.
Are those buildings still here? I know the Commodore
is still there. The Commodore, I think, is still over there. Moses' store has moved from, it's a church now, Used to be on Salem Avenue. It's now a church, but they moved to Shopwell on Patterson, so it's still in there. The Chuck's Seafood used to be a laundromat.
Oh.
I remember that, going to the laundromat, pulling the wagon, the red flyer, going there to wash and dry my clothes. The Williams Drugstore was on 13th Street. I think everyone used that drugstore. Let's see, it used to be a gas, the gas station, that's what they call filling station at the end. It was right here on 11th Street and Seagull Avenue. It was owned by Turner's. It was the restaurant owner, I can't remember his name. It was right here on Salem Avenue. I can't remember my name right now. It was a restaurant, black restaurant owner right down Salem Avenue. And I guess it's considered a 10-hour block.
Did you go to, the Gainsborough area to go out or the nightlife?
I always go to the Y.
Okay.
To the Y. And we used to go to the Y on Orange Avenue to skate. Then they used to have the little dances at the other Y on the boys' Y in the evenings. We went there.
Was there ever a time when you called, not going on a certain side of town, were not allowed to?
Yes, I can
remember.
I wasn't really caught up in that at the time, but I do hear my cousins them talk about that.
Really?
That they were, like Carver and Addison, I know they didn't get along at the time.
Okay.
I remember that. And the Southwest boys weren't allowed to talk to the Northwest girls, and then the Southwest girls weren't allowed to talk to the Northwest boys.
So do you have any memories, any that stand out, that either good or bad, or that you might?
I think I had a pretty good life growing up. I wasn't rich or anything like that, but I think I have good memories of it. I made a lot of friends. I knew a lot of people. I guess for me being as young, as old as I am, I know people all over, but I'm just a person that, when I don't meet strangers. So, and I think it's a good part, a good thing.
And what kind of work have you done throughout?
Nursing assistant work.
Okay.
And you've done that.
You still do that?
I still do that.
Okay. And you're still at Carilion?
Oh, no, I'm at the VVC.
Okay.
Virginia Veterans Care Center.
And do you use the public library?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
What do you use the library for? The Gainsborough one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do you do? Just get books and stuff?
Yeah. And then when I have my grandchildren in the summertime, that's an outing.
Okay.
Because my daughter's a teacher, and when she leaves instruction for us, we have to go back. So, and some of the parts, and then my children from Kansas come in, and they, we go to the library, we go to the parks, we go to the theaters. We just do a lot of family things together.
Do you remember any cultural events during your childhood or teenage years?
Oh, yes. At one time, we was not allowed to go to the American Theater. It was we could go to the Roanoke Theater, which was, to me, was awful. So I only went maybe 4 or 5 times. I didn't like it because you had to walk up a lot of steps, and by the time you get to the top, the mood was low, it seemed like. And I remember going downtown, and we couldn't drink out of certain fountains, couldn't use certain bathrooms, couldn't try on clothes, stuff like that. And I can remember my mother had to measure our foot with a string, and that's how they size our shoes up. You couldn't just go in the store and try on shoes like we can now.
Did you have to do that often? Is that something that you knew what you could and could not do? Or is it?
Yeah, because, your parents would tell you what you could do.
Did you ever wonder why?
Yeah, because you said we was black and they were white, and they had signs of color and white. And I guess I was young and I didn't understand, but, as Roller, and then A&P store. It used to be a wonder seal that every, I think every child practically have set in at it, so you knew not to move from that seat in that area until your parents come back.
Where was that?
At the A&P grocery store, where they made their groceries. If you, well, it's five of us, so she couldn't, you know, I guess, carry five girls around in the store. She just let us sit there, and the cashiers, the one, they knew us, so they, we knew not to act up. We was there, so.
Where was that?
At the A&P.
I mean, where?
It's downtown Salem Avenue. It's now where the, I was standing now, the new bank is now.
Okay.
So we knew all the stores downtown and all the proprietors down there knew us because, you, like I said, your parents, well, my mother took us downtown every Saturday with her. So we went around, we knew where to buy the eggs, where to buy this, that, because she taught us how to, which, what you buy out of which area.
There are areas of the store you could only go?
Yeah, okay. But certain areas that, you know, like we bought eggs from one area. This one particular place, you just bought all the eggs. You went on the other side, you bought your fish. You bought that from the fish market. There's some called Hallow Market. You bought certain meats. You could buy bags of meats that would last about $10, $15 would last a month. So you could buy that and, you know, supplies. But I can remember, I missed that because you could go downtown and just to me it was beautiful to go downtown and just walk around.
There wasn't as many buildings.
Yeah, but it was just beautiful. It was. And I mean, the people knew you. And like you went in Cressers or Kroger's or McClellan's or any of those stores, those people, they, everybody knew everybody. Even though they was black and white, but the, even the white people knew you, they knew you as a child. And they, you didn't know the difference in the color. They didn't right. teach you any difference.
Okay. Did you have experience where you were... It was, you knew that you were different or it, no. somebody made it known that you were different?
No.
Other than the signs?
No.
Okay.
I never had that, thank God.
Did you have any community leaders or role models?
Oh, yes. I think Alice Johnson, Alice Cooper Johnson. Mm-hmm. She was my ideal person.
What does she do?
She's retired from the Housing Authority now.
Okay.
Miss Virginia Hunter, she was the teacher. I thought the world of her. Like I said, Gertrude Childress was my, quite a few.
And they were your role models?
Yes.
Or, were there any community leaders that, activists or things in Roanoke at the time that people were fighting for? I guess your Martin Luther King's and your things like that in Roanoke?
No.
Not that,
not that I remember.
Okay. Do you remember if any entertainers came to Roanoke?
Yes, all of them.
Some, who were some of the people who came?
Let me see, James Brown, Little Richard. Boy, I've seen all of them.
Where did they perform?
Oh, at the Star City.
Okay. And that was before the Civic Center was there. And,
Yes.
What was that? What was it? What was there at the Civic Center before they put the Civic Center up? Houses.
It was houses. It was part of Northeast.
Right. Okay.
And the Star City was on Wells Avenue. It's in considered part of Henry Street.
Oh.
So that was part of that.
Well, how do you think Roanoke has changed over the years, or some of the more bigger things that have changed, either socially with people or things that have popped up, businesses?
Well, business has popped up. Like the Dunes Hotel. I remember as a teenager, I remember going to Dunes and getting hot dogs. They had the greatest hot dogs. when they took the Virginia Theater away, that was sad for me because...
You didn't have anywhere to go.
We didn't have nowhere to go.
What did you go after that, or what did you do after that?
Oh, well, then by that time they had opened up the American Theater, we could go there, but I really, it wasn't like the Virginia Theater.
Were there other landmarks there that you hated to see go?
At the time when the Virginia Theater was there, they had High Street Baptist Church was across the street from it, and all the doctors, Dr. Ryan, Dr. Law and all them was all, well, no, Dr. Law was on Gainesboro. But the doctors were there, the Virginia Sanitary Barbershop, Brooks Pharmacy, all of those were there.
As you remember, Dr. Pinkert, I think his name, he was a doctor.
I remember Dr. Penn was there. I remember him. And the Claytons, but they were on Gainesboro, the Clayton brothers. They were on Gainesboro.
Well, I guess one of the questions here is, do you remember the closing of the silk mills?
Yes, my uncle worked there.
Do you remember how that affected the community? Or
Quite a bit, because I remember my uncle worked there. And, you know, but he was the person that had saved, so it didn't really affect him as bad and everything. But I remember people talking about it because they didn't have jobs and they just...
What did they do after that, as far as jobs? How would they...
I guess they picked up whatever they could at the time.
Okay. And do you remember what the type of jobs that were available for men and women in Roanoke?
It wasn't that many.
No.
Not that I can remember. Not that many.
The railroad, was that...
Yeah, the railroad was here, but once they got in, they was always laying the black men off, seemed like. They would, you know, work for maybe... 4 or 5 months and they get laid off or something like that.
Well, do you have anything else that we might not cover that you want to share or any stories? Or?
Well, the only thing I tell everybody now, if they're in high school, to stay there, finish, get an education. It's the most important thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I regret that I didn't finish school, but I know I still can go. But I've been, and I keep putting it on the back burner, but I'm going to pick it up, and I'm going to finish getting my GED.
Good for you.
And I tell them that is the most important thing, and go as far as they can go.
Why do you think that?
Because education is the key.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens up doors. And, you know, I've learned that when my daughter graduated from high school. Well, all my children graduate, all, every one of them. And like I said, I have 2 that graduate from college, and I'm very, very proud of them. And I've seen how hard it is to not have education. It is to get a job. And nowadays, you need education just to wash dishes. So I have to tell these young children, they in school, stay there. Get that piece of paper. You know, they have to go back even through night school. Please get that paper.
Well, I really appreciate you talking to me, Mr. Anderson. And if you have anything else that you want to let us know, you can contact the library. I'm going to stop this.